Thank you. Thank you. It took me a little while to get used to, but I think they look all right as well.
True or false, Jeremy, you are single-handedly responsible for raising the housing market in Geelong and the Surf Coast.
I think false just for the time being. hopefully it doesn't go up too much because I am looking to buy myself sometime soon.
All right, where are you looking? Surf Coast or Geelong?
Down towards the coast a little bit, yeah. There's no pressure on time, but, over the next year or so.
Well, going by your Instagram, I know why you want to go on the Surf Coast. And look, it is great to have you on the forward line, but someone who can probably match and outperform danger on the water when it comes to catching fish. I mean, seeing some of the size of the catch you've caught, I reckon you've got him pegged.
Oh, I don't know about that. We all know danger loves his fishing. And yeah. I think he got up into the Otways yesterday somewhere and caught a few trout, which was good. So it's good to have someone at the club that enjoys it just as much as I do.
All right, let's talk some footy, Jeremy. How is the forward line going to work with you and Tomahawk? Who's playing closer to goal and who's further away?
Yeah, I think I'll push Tomahawk up the ground to do bulk of the running and the work up there, and I'll just sit back and wait for it to come in. We're working on it. I'll probably get in trouble for saying that, won't I? But we are working on a few things, so I sort of had a little minor hamstring issue sort of early days, which sucked a bit because it was just at a time when we started playing a bit of match play and we were starting to, you know, gel as a forward line group. But since then it's been good to work on a few things, and obviously the game the other night was important and good to get a really good look at it with some good opposition. And clearly there's a bit of work to do still yet, but, this takes time and we're definitely heading in the right direction.
You were at a club that is still, I guess after a few years, quite successful, but still building its roots. It's quite in its infancy stage of AFL to come to a club now that has such a heritage and such a standing. And, this town lives and breathes the Geelong Cats. How has that transition been for you?
Yeah, it's actually been really good to come down and listen to, some people talk about the history of the club and what it means to the township. And, even the other night running out in front of some fans was, I think,
different.
A lot different. I'm not saying the Giants have no fans at all. I'm saying it.
No, we believe you, Jeremy. It's okay.
Josh has a way of getting people to backpedal. It's okay. It's totally fine.
Because of COVID last year, we had not too many fans at all. So, which was awesome. So I'm looking forward to more of that. That's for sure.
Because obviously, we know what you're capable of, and you won the Coleman so early in your career, and then last year, pretty frustrating year for yourself. In front of goal, you probably didn't convert as many as you should have. Do you feel pressure coming to the Cats this year to perform better? And were you frustrated, by yourself last year?
I was definitely frustrated, during the year last year. That's for sure, for a number of reasons. Clearly I wasn't performing the way I wanted to, the way I know I can perform, which wasn't great at the time. And then the whole hub thing took a bit for me to get used to. So everyone's got different issues that do pop up, and did pop up over the year. But yeah, it wasn't a year that was up to my standard. And I think talking about pressure, I've probably... the most pressure I feel is what I put on myself, and I want to play good football, and I've come to the Cats wanting to play, my best football week in, week out. So I'm looking forward to and have been working really hard on that, and I can't wait for the year to get going.
Final question, because a former teammate of yours, Toby Green, popped up on Instagram today, a letter that he actually found as a kid. know exactly the one I'm talking about. He's basically saying that AFL players should not show a bad example to younger kids. Mal Michael, Chris Scott, who could be their role models, I feel angry because players show bad behaviour to future players. Do we now know where he gets his passion from on the field?
Yeah, it's an incredible little piece, actually. He shared that last night, I think, and I did have a read and I saw it, and I actually didn't get it at first because I didn't really read that it was himself writing that letter when he was 8 years old. So, I read it thinking, oh, this is weird, it doesn't make sense. And then when it clicked, I couldn't believe it because clearly he, you know, he's had some issues on field. I've played with him, you know, for most of those games. And
yeah.
He's actually a very smart man, Toby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very messy on the handwriting.
Jeremy Cameron, it's been a pleasure to have a chat to you. Best of luck. And I'm guessing the aim is a premiership this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think we, you know, you always aim high as a playing group, and you know, definitely strive for, you know, that last day, and winning a cup would be amazing. So we'll work on it.